This is Entrepreneurs the Playbook, where each week I bring you some of the greatest athletes, celebrities, and entrepreneurs to talk about their personal and professional playbook to success.
It's Dave Meltzer live with Paramount and TikTok. If you haven't seen Pluto, you are missing out. Look who we attract into our lounge here today, the incredible Dr. Oz. You don't know who you're going to find at the Super Bowl, but we do know that Kyle Richardson's here. And of course, Tom Broom. They're with the NFL alumni. And we're here to talk about my favorite topic, Dr. Oz, because as I ran the most notable sports agency in the world, I lied to myself. I was one of those multimillionaire, hard-pressed corporate entrepreneurs that said, I put my family first. And I ended up in my career losing over $100 million, making it back. And when I made it back, I asked my wife one question. I said, I couldn't have done this without you. Yeah. I appreciate you hanging there with me. What can I do for you? And she said, take care of yourself.
Wow.
I said, what? She said, if you don't take care of yourself, you're not going to be able to take care of everything else. And she said something that changed. I get choked up. She said, if you're not healthy, she said, you get only one wish in life. If you're healthy, you get as many wishes as you want. And for me, the NFL has always been a role with Warren Moon as my business partner and making a wish. And I wrote a book about manifesting what you want in life and asking and wishing. And it's so nice that the expert of health joins up with the NFL, which is really a platform for people to know how to be healthy. If you're kids, it's Play 60. If you're adults, it's understanding healthy nutrition, exercise, movement, balance, focus, whatever it is. And why did you decide, as the expert, the icon of health in America, to join the NFL alumni in their program?
Well, thanks for the kind words. And I love your story. And I think if people just think to themselves about their own lives, those epiphanies, those moments of truth happen frequently. You mentioned Play 60. So I'm a heart surgeon, and I deal with a lot of illnesses with kids and adults. And I started to notice early in my career that we weren't passing the baton of knowledge about the most sacred thing we get, which is our bodies, to the next generation. So my wife and I, who is the angel of my life as well, created a foundation called Health Corps. Now, Health Corps sounds like the Peace Corps because it's like the Peace Corps. You take these energetic college grads, you give them a little bit of education over the summer, and then as they finish school, you put them out. Instead of in Botswana to build dams like the Peace Corps does, we put them in high schools in underserved areas, rural and urban, all around the country. We've worked with the NFL with Play 60. We've had collaborations with a bunch of leagues, but most importantly, it's about the players, especially players that maybe have stepped back a little bit because they've retired or they've had injuries that curtailed their careers. And we began to realize that that message they could deliver was uniquely theirs. So I can get kids to realize that they got to exercise and eat better and pay attention in class, because if they can take care of their body, they can change the world outside of it. That's why we've raised $80 million for Health Corps. That's why Health Corps touches the lives of so many kids, millions to date, and we're all over the country. But to make it really sing, you've got to have studs.
Yeah.
Which are what the NFL alumni are. So we have partnered up. They're wonderful human beings who are collaborating with us, creating the kinds of messaging to kids that will get them back. And I'll leave you one last little thought. I was on the President's Council for Sports, Fitness, and Nutrition. The number one shortage in America is coaches. We don't have mentors. The first mentor I had, and the one that I actually had on my show, my first guest, was my football coach in high school, not even college.
Wow.
I didn't have my college coach on. I had my high school coach on, because he taught me how to fall and get back up again. And for a lot of kids who are in broken families, or they don't have coaches, mentors, band leaders, art teachers, we need mentors. And that's what these wonderful people can be. So this handsome young
Why do you hand off the mic? I'll tell you, I had my college football coach. I know you're thinking, oh, he played football, but I did. I had him. I had the mistake of putting him on, because, you know, I always joke around that what I learned on the football field has helped me more than law school, business school, or anything in business. And I used to say, and that's from an average Division III college football player. And my college coach came on and said, no, Dave, you were below average. So you're probably lucky you had your high school coach on there. You were still amazing. Anyway, Kyle.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
Obviously, there's no bigger brand in America, no more popular sport, 2-to-1 in men, women, and children than the NFL. And those alumni, the PSAs that we've done over the years, you know, we represented Troy Aikman, Steve Young, and Warren Moon, and Evander Holyfield. When Evander Holyfield says real men don't hit women, it means something.
Yeah.
If other people don't, Why is it so important for our heroes, retired heroes, the alumni of the NFL, to be those spokespeople to influence and impact these kids?
Well, look, our organization, it's a network of 35 chapters around the country, but we've been around a long time. Part of our mission statement is caring for kids and caring for our own. Recently, say 5 years ago, we decided, you know what? You can't care for kids if you can't care for your own. That's your story. Care for yourself, right? So we can care for the community. We also realize we're beacons of the community just as much as, hey, I love Dr. Oz too. You know what I'm saying? But when you're in the community and you come from the community, you're a locker room. And we're a part of a locker room. You're a part of that locker room. When we look back at where we go back to our hometowns. We go back to wherever we retire and whatever. But we're known in that community. And we have a good friend. You're going to get to know Tom Groom in a minute. But I have a good friend of mine that says, we're former athletes, former football guys. We're hiding in plain sight. We're looking to be ambassadors.
Right?
And that's what Dr. Oz is picking up on. That's what now you're going to pick up on and everybody out there, that we're out there. We want to be taking care of ourselves so we can take care of others and we can deliver a message.
Yes. Love it. And now the anchor man at the end, Tom.
Tom Groom. So this is what, you know, we got the medical side of it. You got us as ambassadors, former athletes. You guys, you know, everybody's kind of had their play in life. And so, you know, I'm 14 years out of my playing days, but what we look at and we say in our locker room and how we're going to deliver our message, it's got to be the community. And so Tom Groom is an expert in e-prescribing. And Dr. Oz, you may not know the story, maybe you do, but Tom Groom was a big part of bringing 230 million people onto e-prescribing in our country. So when you go to Walgreens, you can thank a guy like this. Why is that important? It's important because he understands healthcare delivery. So if we have a message, we have a doctor that's going to get out there and tell us all the right things we should do. We deliver a message. Somebody's got to help really sink that in through delivery of care. I'm going to pass it.
Thank you. Yeah, I from my perspective, I've been in healthcare for 30 years, and we did connect for e-prescribing, but the power of the NFL shield is absolutely amazing. So when we talk about trying to close gaps in care with payers, providers, and get patients engaged, you know, it's sometimes it's like talking to your teenager. They're just not listening. So when you have teenagers, you ask other friends to say, could you say the same thing I'm saying? Because they'll listen to you. What we're finding out with the NFL alumni is they are the beacons in healthcare. They can help get in the community and really make a difference. They can create the awareness, the education, and then ultimately getting people to make a healthcare decision to improve their health. So we've kicked off a series of huddles for health. That's our approach. We just kicked off one with Beyond Type 1 called Huddle for Diabetes, with a focus on really the awareness of it and how to deal with that chronic disease and be able to go out in communities and leverage the armies that we have with pharmacies and clinics to really go out and do the screening and the testing and to be able to help move that forward. But we're going to do that with immunizations. We're going to do that with hypertension. But more importantly, we realize that there's a healthy competition out there. And I say that pun intended, because in a community, if we can get together public and private sector, you know, leading with the Medicaid directors, the governors, and our chapter presidents, and say, hey, we locally are going to take on the challenge, and we're challenging the rest of the country. What we're planning to do at our symposium every year is create an award ceremony. We're going to honor people doing good things in healthcare. There's great stories that come out of it. We're going to move the needle on that and improve healthcare.
Well, to me,
I'm going to give you one last little tidbit. Yeah. Present for everybody watching. So they're this innovative approach, which again takes guys who have a message and connects to the people who need to hear the messages, is taking on a new life. We've done a partnership with iHerb. I'm the global advisor for iHerb, but these guys have signed on and they've gotten the 15% discount, which they're sharing with everybody. So if you want to take advantage of it, just, you know, go to iHerb.com, which is the largest online health food store in the world. It's in 180 countries. And just type in iHerb.com to go on. Then NFL alumni, 15% off. Enjoy, spend, buy presents for the people you love and people you don't even like.
I'll tell you this. I've worked with the NFL for over 35 years, and they only choose the best. So HealthCore, and of course you, Tom, they're very picky. They have more than enough to choose from. So putting together this team is like a reminder of why the 49ers are in the Super Bowl. they keep showing up, unfortunately for me. But thank you very much, Dr. Oz, Kyle, Tom. doing well. Remember, take care of yourself so you can take care of others. If you're healthy, you get as many wishes as you want. If you're unhealthy, you only get one wish. Thank you guys for joining us. And thank you, Paramount and TikTok, for letting us hang out today.